This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Law enforcement authorities in the U.S. state of California say as many as 9 people have died in wildfires across the state. David Peterson is in charge of the regional district, which is supplying water to some of the firefighters.
We've got fires surrounding us. We're doing our best to just keep the water flowing. Some of the challenges we're having is power. We've got power outages throughout the service area, so we're trying to move emergency generators so that we can power the pumps that keep the water flowing to the tanks that are used for firefighting.
California State Fire Official Kobe John says 2,000 buildings have already been destroyed, some 15,000 homes at imminent danger burning. Evacuations were ordered as flames from the blaze are being driven by 56-kilometer-per-hour winds. Law enforcement officials say Ian Long, a gunman who killed 12 people in a nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California, was posting on social media as he carried out the deadly attacks. Now the fires we've been talking about are raging in an area where the shooting took place. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says the fires cannot be compared to the loss of life in the nightclub.
The victims and the families of the shooting, that was a permanent crisis. Those lives will never be recovered. Tonight we're talking about a serious fire situation, but thankfully we have not lost a single life. And as difficult as it may be, homes can be rebuilt.
The law enforcement officials investigating whether Long's longer former girlfriend was scheduled to be at that club. The man accused of mailing explosive devices to critics of President Trump has been indicted. 30-count indictment has been issued against Cesar Sayak. Among those targeted for the pipe bombs were former U.S. President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden. This is VOA News.